Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
At Stifel Nicholas, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Tilly, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
CNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Out to Tiger Field here on a Saturday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The Novato Knicks in town for this weekend series, the finale of it as the Colt 45's go for the sweep. Hi again, everyone. I'm Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for tuning in. It's game six of the season series between the Novato Knicks and your Colt 45's as they will face off here tonight. This is the second weekend series that they faced off against the Novato Knicks. They are 5-0, and they've outscored the Novato Knicks this year by a score of 58-28. Some things to note in terms of housekeeping for the 45s. No DJ Parker and no Adrian Lopez. They left this last weekend to head to CSU San Bernardino and Hawaii Pacific University, where they will begin their college careers at D2s, both of them. And they'll, again, just walk across that bridge and get to the other side as they fully reach the college career level that we're hoping to get to as part of the developmental stages of Colt 45's baseball. We've talked about it ad nauseum at this point this year of Colt 45's baseball being developmental baseball, not major leagues or anything like that, although it's taken seriously regardless. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash. They sponsored a handful.
BIT Pavilion, we have winning employee of the
Hello, welcome back to Tiger Field here in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with you. Game 3 of this weekend series, the Colt 45 is going for the sweep on this weekend and the season sweep against the Novato Knicks. And they've outscored these Novato Knicks by a score of 58-28. They're 5-0 against Novato this year. They played back on June 18th, 19th, and the 20th. That was also a Thursday, Friday, Saturday endeavor, as they're doing so this weekend as well. They won 14-13 on a walk-off hit by a pitch of Tyler Jones. That was the fourth walk-off of the year. They still have four walk-offs to their name this year. And then they won 9-4 in a four-run seventh inning and a one-run eighth that propelled them past the Novato Knicks. They only scored runs in the first seventh and eighth inning of that ball game. Brady Chirito had a homer and three RBIs. He went 1-for-4 with a walk. That was Lucas Pettingill on the hill. He went five innings, a five hit, three run, one earned, four walks, three Ks. And June 20th, a 17-2 ball game where the Colt 45s tallied a total of 14 runs. 14 of their 17 came in the fourth, fifth, and sixth inning. Tyler Zandizer went 3-for-3 with four RBIs. And Blake Schwert went 4 2/3 of one hit, no run, one walk, six K baseball. As we will get the first pitch here on Special Olympics night, he'll be thrown to the 36 of Braxton Sweatland, the 6'6", 250 lefty out of Cottonwood, California. As that comes to you guys, I'm going to give you the starting lineups for the Novato Knicks. Leading off at second base is Landon Diem, followed by Drake Poitras, who's batting second in center field. And then Troy Rizzo will be at shortstop, batting third, followed by the first baseman Hardy, who's in the cleanup spot. And then Will Tukar will be in right field. And then Kane Laughlin will be the catcher behind the dish. He's batting sixth. Daniel Mills will follow him up in the seventh spot in left. And then Ben Menard, the DH, batting eighth. Followed by Joseph Fatiga at the hot corner. He's playing third base. So Deem at second, Poitras at center, Rizzo the shortstop. Hardy at first, Tukar in right, Laughlin the catcher. Mills in left, Menard the DH, and Fatiga at third base for the Novato Knicks, facing off against Austin Hasma of the Colt 45s. As the Colt 45s will send Hasma out to face off against Andrew Carlson. A lineup card submitted by Bob Anderson has Timmy Ayers at first base, Preston Conklin at shortstop, Nicholas Cavareo at third base, batting third, and Braden Chirito in right. He's in the cleanup spot. And then Rowan Brown will be the DH, batting fifth, followed by Tyler Jones, the catcher, batting sixth. Tyler Zandizer will be in center field, batting seventh. Bradley Blankenship, batting eighth. He is in left field. And rounding out the lineup is Deegan Paulos. He is at second base in the ninth spot. Ayers at first, Conklin at short, Cavareo at third, Chirito in right, Brown the DH, Jones the catcher, Zandizer in center field, Blankenship in left, and Paulos at second base for the 29-3 Colt 45s. They've won 16 straight. They were 33-5 last year for the 2025 summer season. They have to win their next four to tie that record, and they have to win out to beat it and go 34-3 on the year. They're 5-0 versus Novato this year. They've outscored them 58-28. And also no DJ Parker. He's headed off to Hawaii Pacific University, so he's out of the lineup tonight and the rest of the year. And then Adrian Lopez is at CSU San Bernardino down in SoCal. As we're looking to get underway, as Austin Pasma will conclude his warm-up tosses. The right-hand sophomore, 6'6", 210, out of Clovis, California, and Fresno City College, throws right and bats right. The infield around for him is Cavareo, Conklin, Paulus, Ayers, third to first. Jones will be his battery mate behind the dish, and then left to right field, Blankenship, Zandizer, and Chirito under clear blue skies overhead. 310 down the right field line, 320 down the left field line, 358 to left center to the left of the Tiger Field scoreboard, 406 to the batter's eye in straightaway center, and 370 to right center field. Here's the first pitch from the righty. Pasma is a line shot toward right, and Chirito's there as the first pitch comes in at 720, and that's the way our ball game begins here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. One pitch, one out for Pasma. As Landon Dean lines out to right, I'll bring up Drake Poitras, the center fielder, in this scoreless top of the first. 94 degrees at first pitch. So righty Pasma delivers a fastball that catches just barely the thigh of Poitras as he is grazed by the pitch. Now Troy Rizzo to the plate, the shortstop. Troy Rizzo in last night's endeavor went 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk. Left-hand batter. This one misses low for ball one. The 45s are at double play depth, of course, with the runner on first being held on by Ayers at first. As this one misses for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Pasma readies out of the stretch. This is up and away with a fastball for ball three. So 3-0. Pasma deals the 3-0. This is low and in for ball four. So a four-pitch walk. We'll put runners at first and second with one out. The Colt 45s, again, have won 16 straight. Try and find Austin Pasma's last start, who that was against. He delivers to the left-hand batting Hardy. And it misses for ball one. The Colt 45s stay at double play depth to shift the first baseman Ayers to play behind the runner. Here's a 1-0 count to the left-hand batter. It's back in the box with an even stance. 1-0. This is up and in for ball two. And Pasma a little bit wild. Here's it. Now fires on inside corner. On cue, gets it in there. The home plate umpire is John Biggert, third base Jim Bittencourt, and then first base RJ Lovelace. Pasma checks the runners. The 2-1. This is low. So a 3-1 count with one out to the lefty Hardy. Pasma appears, kicks, deals. This is upstairs, drew a check swing, but that will load the bases as he did not go around. So first, second, and third for Will Tokar. Right fielder. Pasma still working out of the stretch. The infield shifted a couple of steps to pull on the right-hand batting Tokar, the right fielder. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. A new umpiring crew as far as the games I've called with Lovelace, Bittencourt, and Biggert. A new mix, I should say. Lovelace we've seen a couple of times. Here's the 1-0. Popped foul toward the parking lot out of play. Pasma just trying to settle in. get some contact and get out of the inning here in the scoreless top of the first, the 1-1 count. Reddy's. Now comes that kick to Deals. Swing and a miss. Blew a off-speed by him. Got him to chase it. Hasma's last start was against the Cal State Pelateros in an 18-8 win. That was the legacy game of Mora. Here's the 1-2. It's a line shot right toward Paulos, leaping for it, and saves the base hit. What a snag by Deegan Paulos, gliding to his left and jumping with the sun bouncing off of the shades, and snares it in with a look back at all the bases. No throw to be made as Tokar lines out right at Deegan Paulos. Two gone, and the base is loaded for the catcher, Canyon Laughlin. Right-hand batter, the Novato Knicks, the gray bottoms and the red tops with the white lettering. Colt 45's white bottoms and the camouflage tops with Colt 45's stickered across the chest. Pazman went four innings, eight hits, five runs, three earned, one walk, and eight strikeouts. First pitch to the catcher is popped up and away behind the plate for strike one. Now Pazma peering in, comes set, glove at the belt from the third base side with shadows creeping across the field, kicks and deals a fastball on the outside corner. Here's in at Jones, set to deliver the 0-2 with the bases loaded, infield playing behind. There's a line shot toward right. Chirito giving chase, tracking it, playable into the sun, and he'll squeeze it on the run, angling toward the line. And the side is retired. Three stranded aboard as we head to the bottom of the first here in a scoreless ballgame with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half tonight's game. It's sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash, the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Bye-bye.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy five car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get three free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy five car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get three free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Bottom of the first inning, it's Timmy Ayers, Conklin Caballero to lead things off here for the 45s. And a scoreless bottom of the first, Ayers with a routine handshake of the home plate umpire and then the catcher, home plate umpire John Bigger. And the catcher for the Novato Knicks, Canyon Laughlin. Laughlin behind the dish, Batiga, Rizzo, Demon Hart. Around the horn, third to first, and then Mills, Poitras, and Tokar left to right field, patrolling that beautiful green grass out there. Here at Tiger Field, the outfield shifted a couple steps to pull on the left-hand hitting Ayers. It was deep in the corner of the box with the open stance. It takes a called strike one at the bottom of the zone. Lefty working from the third base side is Andrew Carlson. Reddy's come set, deep breath, kicks, deals, check swing from Ayers, but not even close. On the breaking ball that misses inside. Ball one. One ball and one strike with nobody out. Lefty kicks and deals. This one's chopped back toward the pitcher. Carlson gathers underhand flip on the run to the first baseman Harp in time. That is out number one. 1-3 on the play. That will bring up Preston Conklin. Right-hand batter. And Preston Conklin has just been on a tear these last couple of weekends. Handful of homers and a lot of hits. And then a handful of stolen bases as well. Last night he was 2-for-2 with 3 walks and 3 stolen bases. The right-hand batter digs in with a slightly open stance. And I think he's kept up his streak of home runs on these weekends. Actually, I take that back. The last 3 weekends up until this point. So, from July 4th on to now. Since before July 4th on to now, he has hit a home run. He's due tonight. And then tomorrow we'll be back out here against the Tehama Bulls. This one misses. 1 ball and 1 strike to the Colt 45 shortstop. So this one's hit in the air toward right. Giving chase is Tokar and wing toward the line, and it will land fair onto the chalk, rounding first and cruising into second with a double. It was a late call by the first base umpire, R.J. Loveless, threw the hand up and made sure it was signaled fair. The right fielder thought it landed foul, but it pretty much raised up some chalk. So Conklin gets the first hit of the bottom of the first here. Doubles. And that will bring up Nicholas Cabareo. Right-hand batter. He had a home run last night in the game that the Colt 45s walked 11 times. Takes a ball off the outside edge. He also homered back on June 18th against these Novato Knicks. Here's a 1-0. Misses wide for ball two. I take that back. Did not homer, but had a two-run single that tied up the ball game in the ninth inning. Tied it up at 13. Here's the 2-0 from the lefty with the runner on second, pitching out of the stretch. Off the outside corner. Thought it might have caught the edge of the knee. But that is ball three to Cabareo. Infield shifted to pull on the right-hand batter. Even stance deep in the box. Carlson kicks and deals. This one's hit in the air toward left. Playable for the left fielder, Mills. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. Cabareo flies out to left. They'll bring up Braden Chirito. Chirito, a freshman, 6'1", 200, lefty out of Fresno, California, and Fresno City College.
Right fielder number 14, Braden Chirito.
Braden Chirito. With the socks up high and the even stance, here's the first pitch from the lefty, foul tipped. And this baseball's going to get hand-delivered by the home plate umpire. He's going to go for a little stroll dust off the plate to allow the catcher, Laughlin, who got that ball fouled off of him, just allow him some time to breathe for a second, regather himself. On deck is Rowan Brown, the DH tonight in that 5 spot. Now we'll resume typical activities. A light breeze blowing in from the first base side. Here's the 0-1. Waved at breaking ball. Got him to chase it low and away. Backdoor slider on the lefty. No balls and 2 strikes. Here's the 0-2 from Andrew Carlson as he checks Conklin at second, kicks deals, bounced it in the dirt, caroms away from Laughlin, who will gather it up the first baseline and hold on to it as Preston Conklin will take third base. So Chirito now with a 1-2 count. Cheering in is a lefty Carlson. He comes set. Shadows covering most of the infield now, creeping across the outfield in left field. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Chirito goes down on strikes, and the side is retired. Colt 45s get one hit, but they strand Conklin 90 feet away at third. After one complete, we're scoreless. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Second inning here as Pasma will face off against 7, 8, and 9 of these Novato Knicks. Daniel Mills, Ben Menard, and Joseph Batiga. So left hand batting left fielder Daniel Mills will step in. With an open stance, here's the pitch from the righty Pasma to the left hand batter. It's called strike one on the inside corner. Pasma readies, kicks, deals, misses low and away. One ball and one strike. Shadows covering nearly all of the infield except for where a second baseman plays. This one's delivered high and away. Shadows creeping across the outfield as well, covering up left field, but then right field completely in the sun and sunspots all over center field. Shortstop and third in the shade. Along with home plate in the pitcher's mound, here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes. Got on to chase the fastball, blew it by him. Getting a piece of it was Daniel Mills. As motioned by the home plate umpire, the 2-2 is chopped toward the third baseman. Cabareo handles it from foul territory to first as a bit high. And Timmy Ayers cannot find the ladder that high as it goes above his head, and second base will be awarded on the E5, and the throwaway out of play by Cabareo gathered it in foul territory about two steps north of the third base bag. Set his feet, made a strong throw, but a little bit too strong of a throw, got it upstairs a little bit. And now aboard at second base is Daniel Mills for the right hand batting, Ben Menard, the designated hitter for the Knicks, as the protective gear is disposed of by the first base coach from Daniel Mills on the bag at second base. Now John Bigger, the home plate umpire, motions to get underway, and Pasma kicks and deals. This one's fouled up and away, way into the parking lot for strike one. No balls and one strike to the right-hand batting Menard. The slightly open stance, Stephen DeBox, knees bent. Runner in scoring position here in the scoreless top of the second. The 0-1 misses low and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The 1-1. Spiked in the dirt. Blocked by Jones, the catcher. Absolutely smothered. This counts as two balls and one strike. Pass appearing in. Glove at the hip. Now comes set from that first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 2-1. Check swing low and away. On the appeal, the answer is no. So ball three. Pazma having some difficulty throwing strikes tonight. This one's laced into right field. It will get down for a base hit. Chirito to play it on a hop. Handles it, loses his footing to throw into the cutoff. Man, Jimmy Ayers is going to be in time to hold the runners at the corners. And a sharp single into right by Menard. Gets him on and puts Daniel Mills to third. That will bring up Joseph Fatiga.
With runners at the corners, third baseman number 8, Joseph Fatiga.
Now Joseph Fatiga to the plate. This one's fouled back. Runners at the corners with nobody out. This one's fouled back again to the screen. 4-2.
Santos Tennis and Fitness Club is also running Clyde's full service health club. Has been for over 50 years.
Now the 0-2 from Pazma with Bears holding the runner on is grounded toward Paulus at second. Gathers, flips the short for one. The relay to first is in time. 4-6-3, but the run comes in to score. Taylor made. Paulus to Conklin to Ayers. Two outs, but the run surrendered. Pazma almost got the glove to it. Would have been able to look the runner back to third. But just snuck under his glove to Paulus, who was ready for it. About a third of the way towards second base, gathered, and then the bare hand flip to Conklin on the second base bag, and then the relay to Ayers was in time for the 4-6-3 as Landon Dime takes a called strike one. Now this one misses up and away, keeping the count up at 1-1. The 1-1 fouled up and away toward the parking lot, out of play. 1-2. A 1-2 misses. And the 2-2 on the outside. Taylor ring him up. Strike three called. Tyler Jones was walking off the field before it was even rung up by John Biggert to the side. He is retired. One run comes in to score for the Novato Knicks as they take a 1-0 lead here after 1.5 complete. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Parkin and Regal Way in downtown Redmond.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the bottom of the second inning here as the Novato Knicks are facing off against your Colt 45s. Here on this Saturday night edition of Colt 45s baseball. Now with a 1-0 lead, Andrew Carlson will face off against Rowan Brown, Tyler Jones, and Tyler Zanizer of these Colt 45s. Left-hand batting, Rowan Brown, typically a catcher. Tonight, the DH, left-on-left matchup. Carlson delivers low and away in the dirt for ball one. So far for Novato, one run on one hit, no errors. For the Colt 45s, no runs on one hit, one error. Now the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Chased a breaking ball. 1-1. Carlson comes set, kicks, deals the 1-1 as a splintered bat toward the first baseman moving to his right, and no one's going to be covering first base in time except for the pitcher who somehow got his foot in there in the foot race. Barely beats Rowan Brown by about half a step. Looked like no one was going to be there. Carlson coming out of nowhere. And Carlson doing a great job of fielding his position on the 3-1 put out. Tyler Jones at the plate now. Right-hand batter. Here's the first pitch to the righty. Low and away, outside for ball one. Colt 45s find themselves in the nearly always elusive deficit right now as Jones chases the breaking ball low for strike, 1-1, can't connect with it. And part of that might be the absence of DJ Parker and Adrian Lopez, who are two very valuable bats for the 45s, and DJ Parker doing a great job out in the outfield of chasing a lot of would-be extra base hits down as well. 2-1 after this pitch misses up and away. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Shadows covering about 75-80% of the field in the dirt for ball three. Just right field in the sun and the upper body of the second baseman Diem. And parts of deep center field and part of the right center gap. With the tree line behind us here on this third base side, the sun is peeking behind. Here's a 3-1 on the outside corner. That'll fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The righty Tyler Jones, the widespread stance, bending at the knees. Here's the payoff. Breaking ball is popped up toward the shortstop. Playable for Rizzo, back behind the second base bag, rim of the outfield grass, and we'll squeeze it for out number two. We'll bring up Tyler Zanizer, the local kid. Playing at Shasta College for the last couple of years. Played with the 45s the last 2 years as well. He's headed to Oklahoma Baptist University. Takes a called strike one. Here with 2 outs and a 1-0 bottom of the second. The lefty kicks and deals the 0-1 off the plate outside. Tyler Zanizer homered in the first game of this series back on July 23rd, a couple of days ago. As he chops this one up the middle and through for a base hit. the second hit for the Colt 45s tonight. Nearly all the way through the order as Bradley Blankenship will step up to the plate.
Now Maggot. Left fielder,
playing left field tonight. As I was saying, both Ayers and Zanizer homered back on Thursday. Here's a pitch to the righty Blankenship in there, called strike one at the knees. Lefty Andrew Carlson comes set, move toward first. Zanizer taking off. Throw goes from the first base into the shortstop covering second, and Zanizer, able to avoid the tag, gets in with a head first slide. That is not something you see every day. Pickoff attempt toward first. The first baseman Hardy came off the bag as Zanizer broke for second and then slid into second on the slide tag where, or on the slide where the tag was applied, and in a swim move avoided it as Rizzo, the shortstop, was covering second base. And the throw arrived just about the same time Zanizer did. No balls and one strike. Now breaking the action as the catcher's going to talk things over with the home plate umpire. Now we get back underway. No balls and one strike with two outs. And the runner on second, that's Zanizer, in scoring position now. Here's the 0-1 to Blankenship. Swing, and a miss for strike two. Blew the heater by him. Now checks the runners, Carlson. And this one will tear him away. Zanizer takes third on the wild pitch. Thought it went off of Blankenship, but did in fact not. It just missed and carried away from the catcher Laughlin. So Zanizer able to take third. And now with two outs and a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from the lefty. 1-2. Check swing, ball in the dirt. And tag applied. And Blankenship goes down on strikes. He goes around as the Colt 45 strand one aboard. They leave Zanizer 90 feet away. Two straight innings, they've left a run at 90 feet away as the side is retired. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Look.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
So 1-2 count on the right-hand batting Poitras, who showed bunt to start off this at-bat and then has since rescinded his ideas. Here's the 1-2 delivery from the righty, Hasma. It's a breaking ball at the knees, running him up, strike three called. The second K of the night for Pasma. Both looking. Now it's the left-hand batting Troy Rizzo, the shortstop. Left-hand batter. First pitch from Pasma misses low for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Pasma peers in. Shadows covering all of the field apart from the right fielder. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Chirito out there in right in one sunspot playing straight up, shielding his eyes from the sun. Here's a 1-1. It's hit in the air toward the right center gap. Chirito giving chase, looking up toward the track, right to the wall, and it is over the wall. Troy Rizzo hits it out onto the street. And it's now a 2-0 ball game that the Novato Knicks lead. As Pasma gives up the long ball. Now Hardy to the plate on after the solo shot from Rizzo, who homered last night. Him and Poitras both homering. That was off of Evan Fraser. Both of those, I believe. As the lefty Hardy leans out of the way of this one for ball one. Now chops this one toward the second baseman. Paul is waiting for the secondary hop, leaping for it, grabs, quick throw to first in time for the 4-3 put out. Paul is to Ayers. That is out number two. And correction on Rizzo's home run. That was actually off of Tyler Shepard in the ninth inning. Now to the plate is Will Tokar. Right-hand batter. First pitch from Pasma misses up and away for ball one. The righty readies with the open stance as Pasma kicks and deals, fouled up and away toward the parking lot out of play. To make the count, one ball and one strike. Catcher Canyon Laughlin on deck for Novato should the inning continue. Here's the 1-1 with the wind pushing in from right center. And the appeal to first answer is no. In from right center field at probably about 5 to 10 miles an hour. Just making those flags out in center to the right of the 406 line dance a little bit. As this one's shot toward Cabrera on one hop, gathers, throws off 1 foot in time for the 5-3 put out. And the side is retired with a solo shot from Troy Rizzo. Doubles the Novato Knicks lead as they lead by a score of 2-0 through 2.5 complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Paulos to lead things off here in the bottom of the second. A 2-0 ball game. Hits this one on a line shot toward the center fielder. Push cross. Playable for him. He will settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. Poitras positioned perfectly for Paulos to be retired. Now quickly, it's the top of the order in Timmy Ayers, who homered on Friday night. Timmy Ayers, left-hand batter. Both teams with 2 hits, collectively. The first pitch as the second trip through the order. Breaking ball, drops it in for called strike one. Starting the second trip through the order now is Andrew Carlson, the lefty. From the third base side, peering in as the catcher Laughlin sets up away, the 0-1. So line shot foul. Back toward us here on this third base side off the netting. For strike two.
Local radio support, local sports.
Here's the 0-2 with one out. This is low and away. Now the lefty Carlson peering in again. Comes set from the third base side. Kicks and deals the 1-2 with one out, nobody on. Misses upstairs. Ayers ready. The lefty Carlson working slow comes set. The 2-2. Misses up and in for ball three. That'll fill the count. At 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the payoff, and now time call and granted. Ayers will dig back in here in this 2-0, bottom of the third. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors for Novato. No runs on 2 hits, 1 error for Redding. It's the payoff. It's hit in the air toward right. Ayers with the bat flip. The right fielder Tokar to the wall, and he will let it land. On the streets. On the payoff pitch, Ayers hits it out. It's his second homer of the weekend as he takes his trip around the bases. It's now 2-1. The Colt 45s cut the deficit in half on the solo shot from Timmy Ayers. Hopefully that'll get this offense going for the Colt 45s. Just pulled that ball down the right field line. Hit it out over the wall where it's 3-10 and then juts out as this one's popped up toward the third base side, foul territory. Conklin attempting to bunt himself on. Gets way too much air underneath it, but it's beyond the reach of the pitcher, catcher, and third baseman. The pitcher, Carlson, Laughlin, the catcher, and Batiga, the third baseman. So an 0-1 count on the second baseman, Conklin, who was 2-for-2 last night with 3 walks and 3 stolen bases. Is the 0-1. Bounced in there. The count moves to 1-1. Cabrera on deck. Here's the 1-1 delivery from the lefty Carlson. This one's hitting the air towards center. Playable for the center fielder, Poitras. Now the shortstop drifting on. He'll squeeze it in very shallow center field. Rizzo records the put out. That is out number 2 for Nicholas Cabrera. But a home run last night. He went 2-for-3 with 2 walks and 3 RBIs. Right-hand batter. The Clovis, California native. Same as Pasma's. This one's hitting the air toward center field. It's going to go beyond the reach of Poitras. All the way to the wall. Cabrera around first. Hitting the bag in second, but it'll cruise into second base with a stand-up double as it's tossed in by Poitras in center field towards the right center gap. Way far to the left of the 370 mark. That's handled by the shortstop, Rizzo, who will walk it into his pitcher after a couple of hard-hit baseballs here on the second trip through the order. And now Braden Chirito to the plate. Left-hand batter with the socks up high. Here's the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss. No balls and 1 strike. With the tying run in scoring position, quick move back to second. Whirl and a bluff. Holding on to it is Carlson, just trying to keep Mr. Preston Conklin honest. Over there, dancing off the bag. Right fielder Chirito digging in. The lefty, here's the 0-1. Misses low and away. Chirito homered against the Novato Knicks back on June 19th in a 9-4 victory. That wind completely dying off now. Those flags out in center field standing still. The 1-1 as a breaking ball is hit foul. Way out in front was Chirito. Strike 2. Loops it up and over.
That ball brought to you by Crystal Lick Aggregate.
One ball and 2 strikes with a runner on second and 2 outs here in the home half of the third. Bouncing the dirt goes all the way to the backstop, and Cabrera will take third base on the wild pitch. Two and two, squeaked right past the catcher all the way to the backstop. No activity out in the Novato Nick bullpen. The 2-2 misses low and away on the breaking ball. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A couple of long balls here tonight between both teams. Here's the payoff. It's a line shot toward the second baseman. Takes a hop off the grass, off the glove. Gathered and no throw to first as Cabrera will come in to score. And it's a tie ball game just like that. Chirito with some home field advantage at work. Hit the lip of the infield grass, popped up. The second baseman, Dean, gliding to his right towards second base, had to wait for it. Handled the hop. By the time he handled the hop, it caromed off of his glove. He picked it up as it squeaked away from him and could not make a play to first in time. Just decided to hold on to the baseball as head coach of the Novato Knicks is going to go out to the mound, talk things over, buy some time for some decisions to be made. Also just try and ice this Colt 45 offense. The Colt 45s have now put two on the board to tie this ball game up. The lights are on here at Tagger Field, but a ways away from taking full effect. Now making his way back to the dugout is the Novato Nick pitching coach. Now it's the left-hand batting Rowan Brown, the DH tonight for the Knicks, or for the Colt 45s, rather. So he hits this one up and away out of play over here on the first base side, third base side. It's a left-hand batter, and then Harp holding on the runner at first. It's Chirito. That will be ruled an infield single. The 0-1 on the outside corner to even the count up. Move back to first. Not in time. Diving back with the right hand is Chirito. No balls and two strikes. There's the 0-2 from the lefty Andrew Carlson. Checks the runner. Kicks and deals. It's a breaking ball reached for hitting the air towards center. Poitras on the move. Playable for him. And he'll squeeze it in left center field. And the side is retired. But the Colt 45s get a pair. And we're all knotted up at two. After three complete. It's a brand new ball game at two apiece. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Top of the fourth inning here. Pasma cruising through this lineup. He'll face off against 6, 7, and 8 of the lineup in Laughlin, Mills, and Menard. So far, 2 runs on 2 hits for the Novato Knicks. Catcher will lead things off. Canyon Laughlin. Next call, strike one, as he swings and misses. As this one misses low and in. Now the 1-1 from Pasma is a ground ball toward the third baseman, diving for Caballero, up with the ball, slings it to first, in time for the 5-3, took the ball away from Preston Conklin, cut him off, made a diving play to his left, and a strong throw to first, in time for out number one. Nicholas Caballero, what a play.
Left fielder, number 42, Daniel Mills.
Now Daniel Mills to the plate. The 0-1 after the swing and the miss, hit in the air toward left center. On the move is Blankenship in the center fielder. Zanizer right to the wall. It's going to carry him off the wall. Zanizer up with the ball in left center field. It's going to be a stand-up double off the wall for Daniel Mills. Tattooed that baseball, just didn't get enough air underneath it to push it out. He'll be in scoring position with one out. In this top of the fourth inning. So far for Pasma, he's walked two. That was all in the first inning. Since then, it's just been a couple of hard-hit baseballs here and there. Righty kicks and deals out of the stretch, foul back to the screen for strike one. Two runs on three hits. No errors for the Knicks. Two runs on five hits. One error for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1 delivery to the right-hand batting Menard. On the outside corner, called strike two. Toss the heater in there. This one's grounded toward the shortstop. Conklin gathers, throws to first in time, but it moves the runner over. About six hopper toward the shortstop. Conklin, who smoothly gathered it for out number two. Now we'll bring up Joseph Batiga. He's a right-hand batter for the Novato Knicks.
Number eight, Joseph Batiga.
Playing third base tonight, was at shortstop last night. First pitch misses low and in the dirt. Jones, the catcher protecting that five hole, are able to snare it. A 1-0 count. Pasma kicks, steals. Upstairs, ball one. Ball two, rather. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs here in this 2-2 ball game in the top of the fourth inning. With the third run for the Knicks 90 feet away, here's the 2-0, and off the inside corner for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. John Bigger did not think that was a strike. It's been a pretty tight zone tonight. Not really expanding too much. Here's the 3-0, right there on the outside corner at the belt. Two fill the count up, but three balls and two strikes. Three balls and one strike, rather. Keep looking at that scoreboard. Here's a 3-1. That will be off the plate outside. That will put runners at the corners. The third walk issued by Pasma. Still with two outs. Right hand batting top of the order here. Landon Diem. Who's lined out and Cade looking. Takes ball one. Right-hand batter, knees bent, socks up high, open stance. Grounds this one toward the shortstop. Conklin gathered, and he'll go the short way to second base in time for the 6-4 put out to get the lead runner. As the side is retired as they strand a pair of board. And after 3.5, it's 2-2. We're all knotted up tonight's game, squashed by Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Park and Eureka Way. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Jones takes a breaking ball off the plate outside for ball one. Jones, Zanizer, and Blankenship. Two up for the 45s, the 1-0. This breaking ball drops in there to even the count up at one ball and one strike. Tyler Jones, the catcher tonight for the 45s. A high school senior, 6'185", from here in Redding, California, headed to Feather River. This one misses wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery to the backstop. This is up and away, ball three. The Colt 45s have not walked tonight. Here's the 3-1 delivery to Jones. Hit in the air towards center, playable for the center fielder Poitras. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for out number one. That'll bring up Tyler Zanizer. Not walking a lot is not something the Colt 45s do often. Last night they walked 11 times. The Knicks only walking 4. The night before that, they walked actually less times than their opposition, the Novato Knicks. They walked 4 times, whereas the Knicks walked 5. That's probably the first time that's happened all year, where the Colt 45s walk less than the opposing team. Zanizer takes outside for ball one. Blankenship on deck. This one misses wide for ball two. Sunset all around us here at Tiger Field. Panoramic view as we enter the crepuscular hour. 1-1 in the dirt. Makes the count 2-1. Two balls and one strike. Picks and deals. This one's hit in the air. Sky towards center. Poitras drifting back. Playable for him. Circle it and squeeze it for out number two. Couple of flyouts to center. Poitras running some routes out there. That'll bring up Bradley Blankenship. Both of those were just skied towards center. This one misses.
Now batting from Lakehead, California, playing out of Chaffee College. Left fielder, number 30, Bradley Blankenship.
Chaffee. Swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike to the right-hand batting Blankenship. Out of Lakehead, California, Chaffee College, 6'2", 175. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball. Waved that again for strike two. Chased it down and in.
Kids, no running. No running. Yes, you, the black shirt, the green hat.
One ball and two strikes as Chad Johnson, our public address out here, calls out kids for running. Here's the 1-2. Don't want to be a danger. This one's just poked toward the shallow right center field grass and out of the reach of the second baseman. Diem falls for a hit, the definition of poking it the other way, as the bat boy Zen is going to get some applause here from the crowd as he sprints onto the field and then back off with the bat in hand. After Blankenship singles. Just a little inside-out swing off the end of the bat. Poked it just out of the reach of Diem. Moving toward the second base bag. Here's the 1-2. Paulus gets a bunt down at the first baseline. Gathered by the pitcher. And no throw as Deegan Paulus will get aboard via the bunt. Some small ball. It lined out back in the third, but then decided to get around a bunt and gets it down. Now Timmy Ayers to the plate. Timmy Ayers, his last time up, hit that solo shot. He's 1-for-2 on the night. Peering in is a lefty Carlson with some traffic on the base paths. Here's the first pitch to him in this left-on-left matchup. Right down Broadway for a called strike one.
Now, Maddie, first base with number 5. No one count. Years.
Here's the 0-1. Misses low. Two balls and one strike to the left-hand hitting Timmy Ayers. He's homered twice in this series now after his previous at-bat. Now the delivery from Carlson with the runners at first and second. This is low. Three balls and one strike. Two balls and one strike, rather, to Ayers. Left-hand batter with the open stance. The 2-1 from Carlson is chopped toward the first baseman, and he will not be able to handle the hop. It goes into right field. Rounding third and coming in to score is Blankenship, and holding at third is Paulos, and it's an RBI single for Timmy Ayers. Snuck right past the first baseman. Who just got handcuffed as it took a weird hop toward just the inside of him. He's going to have to play it off of the chest, but then it just squirted underneath his glove somehow. And now Preston Conklin to the plate. Paulos moves to third. Runners at the corners, they both break as it's taken outside and trying to draw a throw is Timmy Ayers between first and second. He'll just take second base on an uncontested stolen base. Credit for the steal. Now second and third. This one's hitting the air towards center. Poitras giving chase, headed for a deep toward the warning track. It's going to land all the way on the warning track. Conklin cruising around first, headed for two. A hold at second base as now the score is added on by the Colt 45s. They put three on the board now here in this inning. It's 5-2. They lead it. Paulos trotted into score, and rounding from second base was Timmy Ayers. And it's a 2-RBI double for Preston Conklin. And it's 5-2 ball game. Now a meeting on the mound as the Novato Knicks will get some arms up in the pen. One of which is J.J. Spencer, who had an outing a couple of weekends ago. About a month ago against the Colt 45s, rather. And that was somewhat of a nightmare of an inning for him. And J.J. Spencer pitching for the Simpson University Redhawks this last year, so I got to call games for him. He allowed 2 hits, 5 runs, and 2 earned in that endeavor. A lot of errors and a handful of fielding errors specifically in that outing. Now 5-2. As everyone makes their way back to their respective places and spaces. Runner at second.
There we go.
That's Conklin.
And that's
Cabrillo. We'll dig back in. So lefty Andrew Carlson got some words of encouragement from his pitching coach. Now Reddy's with the runner at second here in a 5-2 ball game, bottom of the fourth. Kicks and deals. Fouled back toward the parking lot for strike one. Again, with 2 outs here in this bottom of the fourth. Ball game for Novato. Not even close to out of reach. They can avoid the series sweep and the season sweep. There's the 0-1. On the outside corner, called strike two. Cabrillo tonight has flown out to left and doubled.
Not adding. Third base to number 6, Nicholas Caballero.
Right-hand batter taps the plate with his bat. Now, time called and granted to Cabrillo. He's going to go for a little stroll, deep breath, and digs back in. So lefty peering in, working from the stretch. He comes set from the third base side. Kicks and deals. Has reached for, grounded toward the shortstop, charging. And under his glove, it's going to go into left field. Coming around to score is Conklin, and it's now 6-2. Cabrillo with what should have been a routine 6-3 putout is an RBI single as it goes under the glove of the shortstop Rizzo, charging in for it. Now the right fielder, Braden Chirito, to the plate. Left-hand batter with the Sox up high. Runner goes, and a takeoff attempt toward first, and then the throw from the first baseman goes all the way past the shortstop and into left field. But holding at second is Cabrillo as he was breaking on the play and couldn't read the delivery quite too well. Get credit for the stolen base, though. With 2 gone, earning 6-2 ball game. Novato trying to keep it close. This one's hit in the air toward left, playable for Mills, drifting back toward the track, ball carrying, circling, and Mills will squeeze it, and the side is retired with the Colt 45s. Put 4 on the board as they take a 6-2 lead after 4 complete here on KCNR. Shasta Redding Quick and Clean Car Wash is tonight's sponsor of the game. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and scrub your car or truck. That's Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Poitras to lead things off. He was busy in center field. And now finds himself at the plate. Here in this top of the fifth inning. Grounds this one toward Cabrera, diving to his right, gathers strong, throw to first in time for the 5-3. That's why it's called the hot corner, folks. On a couple of hops, a diving play he was playing even with the bag, reached for it, gathered it right in the glove, made a strong throw to first. That is out number one.
Shortstop, number
14,
Troy Rizzo.
Now Troy Rizzo to the plate. He homered his last time up on the 1-1 pitch. Chops this one toward the first baseman. Errs, waiting for it. Lands on the chalk. A flip toward the pitcher who was over to cover, but it's called foul by the first base umpire. Says it didn't go over the bag. Which a lot of people disagreed with, but for the Novato Knicks, that's not the worst thing to happen for them. So no balls and one strike after the foul ball. With one out. The lefty Rizzo readies. Now the 0-1 from Pasma misses up and away. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1. This is wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Pasma kicks and deals, trying to work quick and foul back to the screen. The count evens at 2-2. Pasma readies, kicks, steals. Foul tip just got a piece of it. Count remains two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. This is wide for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Count will fill. Here's the payoff. Swing! And a miss. Pasma gets the strikeout. That is his third of the night. And out number two for Hardy to the plate. Left-hand batter. At first base for the Knicks tonight. Ryan Hard, left-hand batter, takes in the dirt for ball one. Pasma working out of the stretch, but then shifted back, misses in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Righty kicks and deals. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman. Paulos charging on the backhand, circling the baseball strong. Go to first in time for the 4-3 put out. And the side is retired. Halfway through our ballgame tonight after 4.5. It's 6-2. The 45 lead it. The game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way. In downtown Reading, it will be a new reliever for the Novato Knicks, J.J. Spencer, on in relief when we return after this.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has cartridges starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Out of Redding, California, who got some burn at Simpson University this last year, J.J. Spencer, and he also faced off against these Colt 45s about a month ago. 1 inning, 2 hits, 5 runs, 2 earned, and 1 walk, 1 strikeout, and it was an error-filled inning. Rocking the old school stirrups, about ankle high. Yeah. I've actually gotten to talk to JJ a few times, as he's a Redding native, even though he's playing with the Novato Knicks from Marin County. But he's been working out here and there up here at Redding at Simpson University, where I'm currently at. So I've gotten to talk to him in and around all of his workouts and everything as he gets his work in. As Rowan Brown will step in, that'll be Rowan Brown, Tyler Jones, and Tyler Zanizer to face off against J.J. Spencer, who pitched the 5th inning back on, back during that June game, as this one goes past the glove of the catcher and all the way to the backstop. There's the 1-0 from the righty with the high leg kick. Misses inside for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. J.J. Spencer just turned 23. Just a few weeks ago. 3-0. The 2-0 misses upstairs for ball three. Peering in at the belt. There's a 3-0. Misses inside. It's a 4-pitch walk issued to Brown.
It's a walk.
That's the first walk issued to the Colt 45s tonight. Andrew Carlson went 4 innings, 9 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, no walks, 2 Ks. 75 pitches, 45 were for strikes, faced 22 batters. As the righty, Tyler Jones, to the plate. He's popped out to short and flown out to center tonight. This is the first pitch from Spencer as he checks the runner at first, a couple steps off the bag, misses upstairs for ball one. J.J. Spencer pitched that 5th inning against the Colt 45s. Then part of the 6th. Delivers this one off the plate for ball one. Here in this 6-2 ball game, pickoff attempt toward first is not in time. Diving back is Rowan Brown. Almost got caught sleeping. Now the 1-0 misses high again. Can't seem to locate the zone. Just trying to get that baseball down. Peering in, glove of the hip. Ben forward now comes set, kicks and deals. Misses wide for ball three. The last thing you want to do here is give up another walk. You want to ground ball. Try and get a little turning point here in this ball game. Have something go your way. Induce a ground ball and get a twin killing on the infield. So Novato Knicks are at double play depth. Gets this one chopped back towards Spencer. Charging. Gloves. He's going to go to first in time for the 1-3 putout. Moving to second is Brown. A quick throw by Spencer to get the out. There was a similar play in his last outing against the Novato Knicks where he made a throw like that to first, but with a right-handed first baseman. So the throw, unlike in this case, because it's a left-handed first baseman where a glove side is the right field side, not the foul territory side, it went into right field and was technically an E1, but under normal circumstances, when you have a lefty first baseman, as this one on the outside, cornered as Anheuser, called strike one. When you have a lefty first baseman, such as in this case, it's perfect every time. So a runner at second with one out. Here's the 0-1 from Spencer via the stretch. And this is low and away. And Spencer changing it up here and there with either the high leg kick or the quick move toward home, where there's no high leg kick, just a quick stride. Now the 1-1 as he checks the runner at second. Delivers a breaking ball back behind Zanizer, ducking out of the way. One ball and one strike on the right-hand batting Zanizer. And the 1-1. Misses upstairs for ball two. Spencer's only thrown three strikes, trying to hit the zone. And the 3-1 is hit in the air toward left center, giving chase is Poitras toward the gap, diving for it, and Poitras unable to get to it, rounding third and coming in to score is Brown. Zanizer up to second. He'll hold there on the double. It was in and out of the glove of Poitras. I don't even think he got the glove to it. He's frustrated out there, gave it his all, and somehow just found some grass and snuck under his glove and got past him to the wall, but it was played back quickly for Zanizer to be held at second base as Bradley Blankenship will step up to the plate. Right-hand batter, Bradley Blankenship. Makes a call at strike one. Right-hand batter with an even stance. Here's the 0-1. Was Zanizer at second. Misses low and away. One and one. Spencer peering in. Ben at the belt now comes set. Kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase up and away. Here's the 1-2 from Spencer. Tecumseh kicks, steals, breaking ball in the dirt, swing, and miss. J.J. Spencer collects out number two via the K. Blankenship down on strikes. As Deegan Paulos to the plate, who's lined out to center and singled on the bunt. The Cottonwood native. Playing at Sac City College. Sac City College right down there by Sac State and UC Davis. Here's the 1-0. Bounced in the dirt. Throw to third with Zanizer And he called out, what a throw by the catcher Laughlin, caught everyone napping, including me. Gathered that baseball quickly and sniped Van Iser at third. And Paulos will get a new set of downs in the bottom of the sixth as the side is retired. Van Iser caught stealing. And after five complete, 7-2, the 45s lead at tonight's game, sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Drinkaway in downtown Reading.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Top of the sixth inning at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us for this Saturday night under the lights at Tiger Field in Redding, California. 87 degrees here and just a slight breeze to keep that wind, keep that air moving, a little bit of breeze to keep it even cooler than it seems. A late kick from Pasma to the right in batting toe car, taken up and away for ball one. Top of the sixth inning on the back half of our ball game. Through five so far. 7-2, the 45s lead it. This one misses for ball two. 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error for the 45s. 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors for the Novato Knicks. Now the 2-0 on the outside corner. Make the count 2-1. 2-1. This is low and away. Tough take there from Tokar. Just missed there off the outside edge below the knee. There's a 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got to chase the off-speed high in the zone. Up near the letters. It's really up above the zone. Here's the payoff. It's chopped foul back toward us on this third base side. Three balls and two strikes with nobody out, nobody on here in the top half of the sixth. Now the payoff from Pasma, kicks, steals, chopped toward Conklin at short, gathered back behind the second base bags, sidearm throw to first in time for the 6-3 putout, gliding to his left. Now Canyon Laughlin to the plate. As the lights have taken full effect here at Tiger Field, darkness officially fallen, just a beautiful blue up above the ballpark. Very dark blue, but the sun fully set behind us on this third base side below the tree line. This one misses low for ball one. Asmer kicks and deals. Shots foul over the dugout of the Colt 45s. Even the count up at one ball and one strike. The right-hand hitting catcher who's flown out and grounded to third tonight. Breaking ball on the outs, off the outside corner for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1 delivery. Right there on the outside corner. That will even up the count at two balls and two strikes. Breaking ball is waved at. Gathered by Jones. Clears, throws the first in time for the strikeout. Breaking ball from Pasma. Looked like it was released from third base. And then swinging and missing was Laughlin on the break. The backdoor breaking ball. And now the left hand hitting Daniel Mills to the plate, who's reached on an E5 and doubled. That was the ground ball in which Cabrillo handled it in foul territory. And the throw to first was above Ayers' head. First pitch called strike one to the left hand batter. 0-1 off the plate. Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. Fouled back to the screen. Now one ball and two strikes to the left-hand batter. Here's a 1-2 from Pasma. Breaking ball. Fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again at 1-2. So a 1-2 count. As Bob Anderson will gather this foul ball and make his way from the dugout all the way back toward the third base side toward home plate. Here's the 1-2. Is off the plate outside. 2-2. Bob Anderson doing a jog all the way down from the front of the dugout to, basically a 90-foot jog because it was about to the where the first baseline was. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball way back. And down on strikes goes Mills as the side is retired. 5 Ks on the night for Austin Pasma as the side is retired through 5.5 complete. It's 7-2. The 45s lead in tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Apollos will face off against the new reliever in Newman after Spencer went one inning. It's taken for a called strike one. Apollos, a right-hand hitter. Here's the 0-1. Is chopped foul past the first base coach, Drew Baumgartner. Apollos was batting with a 2-0 count when the catcher Laughlin nabbed his analyzer at third, trying to get an extra base on the wild pitch as the lefty working from the third base side drops a curveball just a bit inside and high to make the count 1-2. So 1-2, check swing went around. Couldn't hold up as Apollos goes down on strikes for round number one. That will bring up the top of the order. J.J. Spencer, one inning, one hit, one run. It was earned, one walk, and one strikeout on 20 pitches, seven for strikes, and faced four batters. Now, Timmy Ayers to the plate. Here in this home half of the sixth with one out and nobody on in this 7-2 ball game. Breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees. A called strike one. Colt 45s have collected 10 hits on the night. They've stranded four aboard. The Knicks have stranded five aboard. The bunt is chopped back toward the pitcher with the glove. Throws the first. Is going to go wide into right field where it's backed up by the second baseman, Diem, and he'll handle it. Corral it and keep Timmy Ayers at first base. Just chopped it off the plate somehow with the bunt. It was going to get pounced on by the catcher Laughlin, but Newman called for it, gathered it with the glove, and with the left-hand pitching arm tried to make the strong throw to first, but with a right-hand first baseman in the game, it's no longer Harp over there as they get some defensive substitutions. The 24 of Matt Anderson. So this one's wild, but gathered quickly by Laughlin. So Anderson in the game at first now. So no longer a lefty first baseman. Quick move back to first, not in time. Here's the pitch to Conklin, and it's a line shot down the left field line, fair for base hit. It's going to go all the way to the corner. Picked up by the left fielder, Mills, rounding third, and the throw coming in is going to be offline as flying by was Timmy Ayers. Took the glove of the third baseman off. That could have been dangerous. And it's a double for Preston Conklin down the left field line. Two runners in scoring position for Nicholas Caballero, and there's no one else you'd rather have up right now. He's just been an RBI machine these last couple of weekends. Right-hand batter with an even stance, left-on-right matchup with one out. This one misses up and away. To Caballero. Caballero, my apologies, every single time. All season long, I've been a little dyslexic with it. Here's the 1-0. This is upstairs, swapping syllables on accident. Now the catcher Laughlin's going to go out, talk things over with his pitcher. Just slow it down for him. Two balls and no strikes, some command issues. Now back to his place behind the dish, asking for a new baseball from the home plate umpire, John Biggert. A 2-0 count on the righty. Here's Here's the 2-0 delivery. It's a line shot through the left side for a base hit. Trotting in to score is Ayers. Conklin rounding third. A hold at third, and it's an RBI single for Cabareo. And it's 8-2 now.
Now batting. Professor of California playing at Fresno City College. Right fielder, number 14, Braden Chirito.
And now Braden Chirito to the plate. Takes a called strike one. Now the 0-1 from the lefty. Misses up and away. One and one. Here in this 8-2 ball game with runners at the corners. Waved at. Makes the count 1-2. On Chirito. And now, between first and second, and slipping off the back slope of the mound, throw goes to the second baseman who applies the tag. Out at second base is Caballero, but taking home in the process was Preston Conklin on the double steal. And what a rather odd endeavor. That's out number two on the 1-4. The double steal trying to be committed, and it worked in some cases. Now the 1-2 to Chirito. Swing, and miss, tied him up high and tight inside, and the side is retired. A messy sixth inning for the Novato Knicks. They surrender two runs, and it is 9-2 after complete here at Tiger Field. And the game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Braxton Sweatland on the relief, the 6'6" Cottonwood native out of Shasta College. With the Sox up high, the lefty will take over for Austin Pasma, who went 6 innings. He qualifies for a win, 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks, and 5 Ks. 93 pitches, 52 were for strikes. He faced 25 batters, as Sweatland will face off against 8-9-1 of the Novato Knicks. Sweatland last pitched last weekend. But the last time he faced off against the Novato Knicks, that was back on June 18th, where he got the start. He went 2 1/3, one hit, 4 runs, 1 earned, 3 walks, and 3 strikeouts.
Leading off the top of the 7th inning for the Novato Knicks.
As the right-hand batting, Ben Menard will step to the plate. So Tyler Jones is going to go out and have a word with Swetlin. And now kicks some dirt around, does a little landscaping on the third base side of the hill. Now readies from that third base side with the funky delivery for the southpaw. Kicks and deals, hit in the air, foul out of play down the first baseline. 4-1. 5 strikeouts for Austin Pasma. Had a phenomenal outing, put his ball club in a place to take the W. Now the 0-1 from Swetlin. Waved at for strike two. Here's the 0-2 from Swetlin from that third base side. Kick, steals. Just spit up and away. 1-2. Now the 1-2 delivery is fouled back to the screen. So the count holds at 1-2. Look around, a couple of practice swings, and he'll dig back in. Ben Menard, the designated hitter, who's singled and grounded to short tonight. Here's a 1-2 from Swetlin, up and away, holding off. Breaking ball was Menard, didn't pull the trigger. Two and two. Count moves. Swetlin, deep breath, kick, steals the 2-2, up and away. Juracek swing, appeal to first. The answer is no, says R.J. Lovelace. Now the payoff from the lefty Swetlin. Some activity out in the Knick bullpen. And a breaking ball misses upstairs for ball 4. And Menard starts this inning off with a free pass. He'll take first base. Only the 4th walk issued tonight by 45's pitching as Joseph Batiga will step to the plate. Right-hand batter. With an open stance. Swetlin kicks, deals. The third baseman Cabareo playing in. Ball kicks away from Tyler Jones. The catcher corrals it toward the Colt 45 on deck circle and keeps the runner at first. Ben Menard got to it quickly, hopping up out of the crouch behind the dish. Now the deep breath. Jones ready back behind the dish. Being held on at first by Timmy Ayers is Menard. Swetlin, the lefty, kicks and deals the 1-0 with the third baseman Cabareo playing in on the grass at third. Cabareo pretty much even with the bag on his pre-pitch steps. Here's the 1-1. Colt 45 is a double play depth. Foul tipped and held on by Jones. For strike two. One ball and 2 strikes with nobody out. And the runner on first. The 45 is looking for a double play. They've had one so far tonight. Here's the 1-2. On the inside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Strikeout number 1 for Swetlin. Now it's the top of the order, and Landon Diem here in this top of the seventh inning. First pitch is Diem. Misses wide for ball one. And the 1-0 from Swellen as he checks the runner. It's foul tip back to the screen. So 1-1 the count moves.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I stuck
Swellen,
in the football
game last pitch against NBO Sacramento on July 19th, where he struck out the side in one inning of work. As part of the combined no-hitter in seven innings, that was the last game I called back last weekend, July 19th. Combined no-hitter by five Colt 45s. Here's the 1-1 from the southpaw. Quick move back to first, and what a great play by Timmy Ayers, leaping over the runner at first, diving back into the bag, Menard, to keep that baseball from going into foul territory. 1-1. Swetlin peering in. He comes set from the third base side with one out and the runner on first. Kicks and deals. There's a ground ball toward Paulus at second. Gathers goes to short for one. The relay by Conklin to first is in, not in time. And the broken bat 4-6 is just a fielder's choice rather than a double play. So Menard erased. Diem reaching on a fielder's choice for the second time tonight. Technically reached on a fielder's choice in his previous at-bat, but the force play at second on the 6-4 forced out Joseph Batiga was the third out of the inning. Dialed back over the screen for strike one by Drake Poitras. Now working an 0-1 count. Swellen checks the runner at first. The 0-1 is a line shot toward left center field. That's going to get down for it. It's going to go all the way to the wall. Zanizer plays the carom in left center. Plays it wrong. Rounding third, coming in to score is Diem, and cruising into second base with a stand-up RBI double is Poitras. All the way from first was Diem. He was moving around the bags. It's an RBI double for Poitras. It's now a 9-3 ball game. It's been goose eggs since the third for Novato, but now they get another. It's 9-3. They're down by six here in the top of the seventh. So first pitch to the lefty, Rizzo, misses low for ball one. Rizzo has walked, homered, and struck out swinging tonight. Now the 1-0 is in the dirt, goes all the way back to the screen, and taking third, the throw is going to be offline and not in time. Poitras takes third on the wild pitch. With two outs, nothing crazy. Not that big of a deal that he's at third, but you need to get the out here. Now the 2-0. Swetland deals. This is low for ball three. For Swetland tonight, 10 of his 18 pitches so far have been for strikes. Now the 3-0 from Swetland. This is low and in for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issued. Now runners at the corners for Ryan Hardy.
Runners at the corners.
Couple of walks in the inning.
Pitch hitter number 24.
It'll be a pinch hitter, number 24, for the Knicks. Here's the first pitch of the righty with the open stance. Is grounded toward the shortstop. Conklin through into left field for a base hit. And coming around to score is Poitras. Holding at second is Rizzo. That's an RBI single for the 24 of Matt Anderson in that first base spot. Who took over in the sixth as the defensive replacement for Ryan Hardy. Now meeting on the mound here between Bob Anderson and the whole Colt 45 infield with two outs. Really just icing the game a little bit. Trying to slow this Novato Nick offense and not let them get any runs. It's 9-4. Any scoring runs, that is, as they've already put two runs on the board, their first crooked number of the night. There's runners at first and second with two outs for the right-hand hitting Will Tokar, who's hitless tonight. A line out on a couple of ground outs, but it's always been a threat from what we've seen this year as this one goes off the foot of Jones, and he's going to saunter around a little bit and walk it off. Tokar had a double a couple of nights ago back on Thursday. Now digging back in. Sweatland kicks and deals the 1-0. Is chopped foul down the third base side toward the 45 dugout.
Right here, number five, Will Tokar.
A 1-1 count. The pitch from Sweatland misses wide for ball two. Two balls and one strike with two outs here in a 9-4 top of the seventh inning. A very important inning for the 45s as the Novato Knicks are threatening here. They've already scored two. Here's the 2-1 from Sweatland. Swung on and missed. Count moves to two balls and two strikes.
Swing.
With two gone, Sweatland trying to get out of the jam. Now the 2-2 from Sweatland is foul tipped, and Jones can't quite grasp it.
Parents, please make sure your children are not standing or sitting right next to the net.
The count holds at two balls and two strikes.
Foul pump to do a lot of damage. Hey, it's all right. I'm supposed to say it. You're all right, bud. We're just trying to take care of you.
2-2 with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Right-hand batter, and he hits it in the air toward left. Playable for Zanizer. He'll drift to left center field and squeeze it, and the side is retired, but two runs on the board for the Novato Knicks. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Here's Scott Lewis with tonight's rendition of God Bless America.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers dwelt, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountain side. Freedom ring. God bless America. Bless her. Stand beside her. Stand beside her. through the night with the light from above, from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with love. America, my long sweet heart. God, America, last of all.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Of the seventh at Tiger Field. Jacob Green here with you. It's great to have you with us. And it is going to be Newman still on in relief, his second full inning of work. Includes in warm-up tosses. It will be Brown, Jones, and Zanizer, 5, 6, and 7 for the 45s. Twelve of Blake Schwert grabbing a bat for the 45s. To face off against Newman. Right-hand batter in Schwert getting some burn at this DH spot as he's done a handful of times this year. In this seventh inning, as Newman delivers up and away for ball one to the righty. Now, taking off the plate for ball two. Swung on and missed for strike one. So 2-1 to Schwert. Now the payoff, the 3-1 rather, breaking ball. And the 2-1 breaking ball is inside for ball three. The scoreboard all out of whack, throwing me off, even though I knew I was on my game. So 3-1 to Schwert. Now the 3-1 is fouled off the screen to fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schwert faced off against these Novato Knicks back on June 20th. He went 4 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts in that outing. As he grounds this one towards a 3-4 hole, the first baseman, Matt Anderson, gloves, flips to first, and on the bag in time is Newman covering. 3-1 for out number one. We'll bring up Tyler Jones. And a 9-4 ball game after two runs were put on the board by the Knicks. So misses wide for ball one. Here's a 1-0. Right there at the bottom of the zone, at the knees, to even the count at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 from the southpaw. Right there at the bottom of the zone on the inner half. One ball and two strikes to Jones, and already a better inning for Newman here in this outing, in this inning, rather. Here's the 1-2 from the lefty, from the third base side. Misses up and away with the off speed. And the 2-2 from Newman. It's chopped toward the shortstop, charging, takes away the bat hop. Gloves throws off balance to first, in time as it's dug out at the other end by Newman. A nice 6-3 put out, shortstop. Rizzo to first baseman Anderson in time for out number two, and that will bring up Tyler Zanheiser. Zanheiser in his last at-bat doubled, and he doubled home Rowan Brown. All the way from first base, here's the first pitch to the righty with a wide-open stance. Takes it outside for ball one. One oh misses way upstairs for ball two to Zanheiser, who's singled, flown out, and doubled. Tyler Zanheiser headed to Oklahoma Baptist University. As he cuts and misses on this one for strike one. 2-1 as he chased it outside. Mark Anthony Carroll, another Colt 45. Headed out to a higher level. The 2-1 is line shot toward the shortstop. Rizzo on the backhand scoops it. Strong throw to first, 6-3. A great play by the shortstop, Troy Rizzo. And the side is retired. 9-4 through 7 here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Sweatland will work here in this eighth inning. His second full inning of relief after taking over for Austin Pasma. He allowed 2 runs in the previous inning. so far. Two hits, two runs, both earned for Swetland. He's walked two and struck out one. Throwing 27 pitches thus far. The right-hand batting number 47, a pinch hitter for Novato, who swings and misses for strike one. In this catcher spot, here's the 0-1 delivery from Swetland, misses low. It is, in fact, not Laughlin. And once we get that name to you, it's McGee. There we go. So McGee to the plate, who did some catching back in June when these two ball clubs played. 2-1 count. So he digs in. And the 2-1 from Swetland misses low and in for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Swetland peering in. Bending at the waist, now comes set. The lefty kicks and deals the 3-1 with nobody out. And misses wide for ball four. So leadoff walk for the second inning in a row. The leadoff man is walked by Swetland. And now Daniel Mills will step to the plate. Left-hand batter who is singled, grounded out, and walked tonight. Tonight in the third base club VIP pavilion, we have the Reading Employees Association, an employee-supported group providing fun activities for employees of the city of Reading and their families. They proudly support the Colt 45s and the Reading community. It's a grand slam with the city of Reading employees. It's the Reading Employee Association, and last night it was MPH Dental, proud sponsor of your Colt 45s. Stop by to learn how they're helping our community smile brighter with quality dental care for the whole family. Have a great game and go Colt 45s. That was back on Friday night, on Thursday night rather, then back on Friday. As Swetland will be done, as Bob Anderson goes out and retrieves the baseball from him here in the top of the eighth inning. And we will cut to break to allow the new reliever for the Colt 45s. It is the 7 of Jason Yeager to begin tosses, and we'll cut the break and be back in just a few moments after this here on KCNR.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Jason Yeager, the freshman, right-hand reliever, 6'2", out of Aptos, California, and Delta College. The last pitch back in that seven-inning no-hitter, the combined no-hitter, on July 19th last weekend. One inning, no hits, no runs, two walks, and two two strikeouts. Close out that ball game, face the final four batters. He will step in tonight for Braxton Swetland, who, although he's responsible for the runner on first, and Swetland is, one inning plus, two hits, two runs, two earned, three walks, one strikeout, 32 pitches, and faced eight batters. But again, he's responsible for that runner at first. Here in this top of the eighth inning, in a 9-4 ball game, and some life here from the Novato Knicks in these last couple of innings. They're the Colt 45s, just trying to shut them down these last couple of innings. The 45s are only up by 5, which is not a lot, but it's enough. Daniel Mills to the plate, left-hand batter. Looking for two on the infield are the 45s. The first pitch misses way inside. Jumping out of the way is Mills for ball one. The 45s looking for a double play. Just trying to quickly get two. Here's the 1-0. Misses low for ball two. Here's holding on the runner at first, McGee, who's about 2.5, 3 steps off the bag. This one misses for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Here's a 3-0 delivery to the lefty Mills from Yeager. Misses up and in for ball four. And working the walk. So back-to-back walks. Some traffic on the base paths for the Knicks. As Elijah Aguilar is the courtesy runner. For the McGee single. So was the catcher. A 1-0 count after the first pitch misses wide. Infield playing in front of the runners are... Right. The corners are playing in on the grass.
History, number 18.
It's number 18, a quote-unquote mystery batter coined by Chad Johnson. Try and get you that name as well. On the outside corner, now a 2-1 count. Part of the fun of not having all the paperwork we need. Times like these, I'm glad to know it's not just me, but also Chad that has to figure it out. The 2-1 on the outside corner at the belt. Count evens up to two balls and two strikes. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball misses low. And some boos from the crowd, but pitch definitely missed in the Southern Hemisphere. Here's the payoff pitch with runners at first and second. On the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. And that is out number one. No longer playing at the corners. Playing in on the grass, rather, are the corners. First baseman Ayers playing behind the runner at first, as Joseph Batiga will step to the plate. Attendance of 383 tonight here at the old ballpark in Reading. Stepping off is Yeager. Takes a breath. Bob Anderson with some encouragement from the third base dugout for the 45s. And now time granted to the batter Batiga, who will step out, mull things over a bit, and dig back in. Batiga tonight is grounded into a 4-6-3, walked and struck out looking. Take some practice swings as Jones will go have a word with Jason Yeager and climb back behind the dish. Runners at first and second with one out in a 9-4 ball game. Yeager checks the lead runner at second, kicks, deals. It's chopped toward the shortstop. Conklin on the back end handles a tough hop. Nowhere to go, and everybody's going to be safe. That will load the bases. Conklin charging toward the 5-6 hole. Caballero had to cover third. And Conklin circling the baseball was going to make the throw to first, but up the line went Batiga, and on the hard 90, Conklin made the very ethical decision to just hold on to the baseball and not force anything. So the bases are loaded now for the top of the order and Landon Diem, who goes around for strike one. Landon Diem tonight is lined out to right. Cade looking, reached on the fielder's choice a couple of times. Here's the 0-1 from Yeager. Misses low and away. One ball and one strike. Aguilar at third, Mills at second, and Batiga at first. So moderate speed at every base. Here's the 1-1 in this 9-4 ball game. Fouled back to the screen. That makes the count one ball and two strikes here in this top of the eighth inning. And what's been a riveting late inning ball game. 2-0, 2-1, 2-2. And then the 45s cracked it open when they scored four runs in the fourth. Here's the 1-2 is chopped at the plate, foul. And then 6-2, 7-2, and 9-2. Now it's 9-4. But the Novato Knicks are threatening here. One ball and two strikes with one out. A force at every base for the 45s. Yeager, the righty, kicks, deals the 1-2 off the plate, low and away. Two balls and two strikes. A traffic jam on the base paths that Jason Yeager is trying to pitch himself out of. Infield playing behind the runners. Anything hit on the ground, the runners will break. Here's the 2-2. Is a line shot. It's going to get down toward the left center gap for a base hit. Zanizer to cut it off. One run is in the score. Rounding third and coming to score. As everyone else will hold at first and third. Aguilar comes in to score with Mills behind him. It's now 9-6 as Batiga holds at third. And it's a 2-RBI single for Landon Diem as he comes through for the Novato Knicks. And now it's the right-hand batting Drake Poitras to the plate. A 9-6 ball game, and it's getting a little bit interesting.
Center fielder, number 3, Drake Poitras.
Poitras to the plate. And now Eric Winchester is going to go out to the mound to talk things over with Mr. Yeager. Can slow down the opposing offense. Make this defense think about what exactly they need to do here with one out, runners on first and third. You'd surrender the run to go for the double play without a doubt, but you need to make sure you get that double play. Otherwise, it's 9-7, and it's just a whole different look of a ball game. Again, 9-6, down by 3, a tying run at the plate here for the Novato Knicks. And one of those runs charged to Swetland. So this final line, 1-plus innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 3 walks, 1 K. And his outing tonight, in front of a crowd of 383. So it's now 9-6. As Winchester will make his way back, the slow saunter back for the 6'4" former pitcher and now pitching coach here at the Colt 45's Tagger Field. With one out, Ayers holding on, the runner at first. Right-hand batting Poitras. In this 9-6, top of the eighth. swinging away, first pitch hit the other way to Chirito in right. He'll gather, tagging from third. The throw is going to be offline to Ayers. The cutoff man goes all the way through and sliding into score. From third is Joseph Batiga on the sacrifice fly by Poitras. He gets the job done. Holding at first is Diem. And now it's 9-7.
Standing up to the plate.
As the left-hand shortstop batting Troy Rizzo to the plate. He homered back in the third. He's walked twice and struck out swinging tonight. He represents the tying run. Right on left matchup as Yeager delivers a strike on the outside corner. A Saturday night under the lights here at Tiger Field. Trying to avoid the season sweep are the Novato Knicks. They're also trying to avoid the weekend sweep here in the second set of the season, the 0-1 on the inner half. A called strike two. Drew a check swing from Rizzo, but he was able to hold up. On deck is the right-hand batting Matt Anderson, who tattooed a baseball a couple of nights ago and hit it out over the wall. Outfield shaded toward right. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Jason Yeager pitches out of the jam. Virtually unscathed, but he gives up three. It's 9-7 after 7.5 complete here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart. Advertise local. Advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Righty on in relief for the Novato Knicks. Face off against 8-9-1.
Number 10, 9-7.
And a Santa Rosa native will take over here. High dealer. We got the loss back on Thursday.
Now, Patty for the Red and Gold Board Flyers.
Bodie Joyner will pinch hit. Santa Rosa native High dealer will face off against Joyner. The first pitch to him is swung on and missed for strike one. Here in this bottom of the eighth inning, where the Colt 45s will look to tack on some more insurance. And that was a line shot through the 5-6 hole and into left field for a base hit. Joyner with the pinch hit. single to lead things off here in the eighth. We'll bring up Deegan Paulos, who has lined out, singled, and struck out swinging tonight. Ty Beeler, a Santa Rosa native. Out there above the North Bay region, depending on where you're from out there, as a resident of American Canyon. Claim Santa Rosa is not the Bay Area, but, you know, depending on who you ask, that is, in fact, the North Bay region.
Second baseman.
There's a second baseman, Paulos, to the plate. The third baseman, Batiga, playing on the grass, watching for the bunt from Paulos. He's tried it a couple of times tonight. Showing bunt, pulls it back, pitch taken low and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Ken Korak started his broadcasting career for KTOB in Petaluma, which is right there near Santa Rosa. Showing bunt again, pulling back, and not in time. Called a strike, but it escapes the clutches of the catcher Laughlin all the way to the backstop and taking second base is Joyner. So a 1-1 count. Joyner reaches second on the wild pitch. Petaluma, also home to Sonoma Raceway, the NASCAR road course, and used for a bunch of other things as well. Deegan Paulos around the bunt, pulls it back, the 1-1, swinging away, foul tipped and held on for strike two. One ball and two strikes.
No way, Nick.
Right-hand batter with the open stance. And a roll and a bluff back to second, and Joyner chased back. And Paulos digs back in. Beeler bending at the belt. Peers in and gets his sign. Becomes set. Kicks and deals the 1-2. It's reached for toward the second baseman. Gloves gathers, slips to first in time for the 4-3. But moving over to third is Joyner. He's now 90 feet away. That he'd be the 10th run for the 45s. Paulos gets the job done. Beeler in his last outing got the loss. As I said, one inning, two hits, two runs, full earned, one walk, and one strikeout.
First baseman, number five.
And now Timmy Ayers with the top of the order will step up to the plate. And if you're the Colt 45s, hopefully the last ups of this ball game is the Knicks draw the infield in on the rim of the infield grass. Ayers takes ball one, low and away. One ball and no strikes to the lefty, who has reached on an error, singled, homered, and grounded out to the pitcher tonight. Now the 1-0 from Newman. It's chopped foul back toward the Novato Nick dugout, where a handful of them try and get to it. And a gloveless try and handled cleanly by a player down there beyond the dugout. So 1-1 to the first baseman and leadoff hitter, the left-hand batter. Now the 1-1 delivery from Kai Buehler. This is low and away. 2-1, the count moves. You're in this 9-7 bottom of the eighth inning. Runner at third with one out. Bob Anderson, the manager, is going to have a word with Preston Conklin over in the on-deck circle as Beeler bending at the belt comes set. Righty working from the first base side. The 2-1 is hit foul up and away over our heads here on the third base side. Santa Rosa native battles here against the Rockland, California native. Ayers digs back in after a couple of practice swings with the bat. Now Reddy's waves the wood. Buehler gets the sign. Glove of the belt kicks, deals the 2-2. It's a line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Trotting the score is Joyner, and Ayers collects the RBI. Puts the Colt 45s up by a score of 10-7. And it's an RBI for Ayers. He does his job, gets his third RBI of the night. Now Preston Conklin to the plate. First pitch to him, misses low and in the dirt for ball one. Laughlin smothered it to his right. Ayers being held on at first by Matt Anderson, who came in as a defensive replacement back in the sixth. About 2.5-3 steps off the bag at first. Runner goes. Pitch taken outside. Throw down to second base is in plenty of time. And Ayers caught stealing. Sniped by Laughlin for out number two. Conklin now working a 1-1 count with two outs here in this 10-7 ball game. Here's a 1-1. On the outside corner for strike two. The home plate umpire accidentally rung him up, and John Biggert says, my apologies, two strikes. Strike number two. So one ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 to Conklin. This is upstairs to even up the count at 2-2. The Novato Knicks antsily awaiting their ups in the top of the ninth in the dugout. They're down by three, hoping for some sort of a miracle. I wouldn't call it a miracle, though. Here's a 2-2. Misses inside. Nothing short of a miracle, but just needing something. Here's the payoff pitch from Buehler. Check swing and pitch taken low and away for ball four. Conklin did not go around. He will take first base on the free pass. That'll bring up Caballero. Colt 45 is not done yet with their attempt at some insurance. Caballero tonight has flown to left, doubled, reached on the E6, and singled. Here's the first pitch to him. Misses inside for ball one, leaning out of the way of it. One ball and no strikes. So 1-0 from Buehler, waved at to even the count at one ball and one strike. Dancing off the bag over there at first is Conklin. He had three stolen bases last night in a game that the 45s won by an 11-4 score. Game they walked 11 times, and Caballero even had a home run. Here's the 1-1 as foul tipped at the plate. Count 1-2. With two gone, here in the bottom of the eighth inning. One run already on the board for the 45s. Caballero digs back in with the even stance. So 1-2, swing, and a miss. And the side is retired as we head to the ninth. The Colt 45s get one back, but they leave one stranded aboard. It's 10-7 after 8 complete here at Tacker Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by. Today it'll be Jaeger facing off against 4, 5, and 6 of the Novato Knicks when we return after this.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Matt Anderson to lead things off against Jaeger here in his third inning of work. Around the bunt pulls it back and called strike one. Jaeger in his second inning of work, rather. First full inning of work. This one misses wide. It's even the count at 1-1. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Foul back to the screen. 1-2. Matt Anderson homered back on Thursday, June 18th against the Colt 45s. It's the last time really did anything notable offensively in terms of scoring runs via an extra base hit. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Gone on strikes goes Anderson. That is out number one. Colt 45 is that much closer.
Stepping
up to the plate. Now it's the right fielder, Will Tokar, who's lined out, grounded out twice, and flown to center. Here's the first pitch to him. The righty on the outside corner called strike one. For the 45s, 10 runs on 15 hits, 1 error. So far, they have left 5. Novato, 7 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. They've left 8. The 0-1. Off the plate outside. Even the count up at 1-1. Here's the 1-1. Is a broken bat toward the first baseman. Joyner handles it. He will take it to first. The other part of the bat went toward the pitcher, Jaeger, who bailed off the mound about as quick as you can. And that is out number 2 on the 3 unassisted. And just a reminder, we're playing the wooden bat league out here at Tiger Field. And that's part of the fun. A broken bat, ground out, some firewood for the Novato Knicks. Now the right-hand batter, McGee, to the plate. In that catcher spot. The first pitch being grounded to Paulos. Gloved gliding to his left. He'll toss it for the 4-3 put out. And the side is retired. Jaeger finishes it off as the Colt 45s sweep the season series against the Novato Knicks. We'll be back with the totals after this.
If you want to have a good time, just give me a call.
Stop me now.
I want a good time.
Stop me now.
I want a good time. I don't want to stop at all.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Mm-hmm.
Looking to grow your business locally? Get your message heard loud and clear on KCNR Radio, serving all of Shasta County. Whether you run a small business, a local service, or have an event that needs buzz, KCNR's trusted hosts and loyal audience can help your brand stand out. Affordable packages, custom ads, and a voice that delivers results. Advertise smart, advertise local, advertise with KCNR Radio. Visit KCNR1460.com or call 530-605-4565.
Hours and 49 minutes in front of 383 people, the Novato Knicks in their second trip up here unfortunately get swept by the Cole 45s. They get their 30th win of the year. They've won 17 straight now. So the final score is 10-7 for the 45s. 10 runs on 15 hits, 1 error. They left 5 for Novato. 7 runs on 7 hits, 2 errors. They left 8. I'm Jacob Green. Here with you. Austin Papa got the win. Newman got the loss. And Jason Yeager collects the save. As we'll wrap up the weekend, won't be calling the game tomorrow. But the Tehama Bulls will be here in town. First pitch at 7:15. And then we have one final weekend of baseball as the Fairfield Indians will come to town to close it out. It's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 30th and 31st, and then August 1st will be the final ball game this year between the Fairfield Indians and the Colt 45s. The story of tonight was really just some quality baseball on both sides. There's really no other way to say it. Not a lot of walks or hit batsmen. In fact, again, the Novato Knicks, the opposition of the 45s, actually walked more times than the 45s, which has only happened a couple of times this year, both times against the Novato Knicks. And the Colt 45s offense just came through, and the pitching wasn't the greatest, but had a solid outing regardless, and getting the win was Pazma. Yeager got the save, one of the first save situations we've had all year. And again, the final score here from Tiger Field is Colt 45's 10, Novato 7. For Jacob Green, Spencer Slinging out with us. He'll be back next weekend. And Alex Parker engineering things for us back in the studio, saying thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next weekend, the final weekend of baseball here at Tiger Field. Fairfield Indians will be in town for 3. The Tehama Bulls will be back here tomorrow night at 7:15 here on KCNR. Thanks for tuning in. Final score for Tiger Field tonight is the Novato Knicks 7 and your Colt 45s 10.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Terrain, and it's very difficult to get to them. And they can move assets around very quickly. And so the bottom line here is that around...
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Miss the show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Join the heartbeat of our county every Monday at 6:35 a.m. on KCNR with the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief brings clear, local-focused updates and heartfelt discussions that unite our community. Got a story to share? Email townhallbriefs at gmail.com or connect via socials at Town Hall Brief on linktree.com to drop a DM. The Town Hall Brief, your community's voice for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding, or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement with the TAG or ADT programs. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Fall classes start August 17th. Visit shastacollege.edu/start to make your success a reality at Shasta College.
To secure the site, setting up air defense around the area. The reality is that's very dangerous for U.S. forces. It's very dangerous for U.S. forces to seize any of the islands, including Karg Island. But this is all part of the calculation that the United States will have to make and internally determine what their objectives are. Because when we look at the reality of the situation, with a country so large and mountainous, we're not looking at a full-scale invasion. That is not being discussed whatsoever. The forces don't exist in the region to do that. But there are options that would involve more tactical units, more of these special forces that, according to the Wall Street Journal, have been sent to the region. And I think something else from that Wall Street Journal report yesterday is very important to note. There are indications that 150 medics were sent to a U.S. base in Germany. These are the types of staging operations that indicate the U.S. is preparing to escalate the situation on the ground and be prepared to treat casualties. And so, again, this is all staging to give the president a variety of options, but ultimately it will be his decision as to move forward and determine what are the objectives in this conflict and how do you get in and ultimately how do you get out.
Have we heard the Saudis respond to the blockade yet?
We haven't. And it was interesting yesterday to see the back and forth of what the president posted on Truth Social, because he talked about two very interesting things. We talked about the Red Sea and his threat against the Houthis, which, of course, was met well in Riyadh, and Saudi officials, that's exactly what they want to hear, that the United States will be drawing a red line when it comes to Houthi forces who have routinely been at conflict with Saudi Arabia. But the other thing that he noted was that this nuclear deal that was signed between the United States and Saudi Arabia to give Saudi Arabia a civilian nuclear program ultimately would have to be contingent on Saudi Arabia joining the Abraham Accords. And so what the president is doing here is he's connecting a lot of these different issues. And Saudi officials have routinely tied their participation in the Abraham Accords to the recognition of a Palestinian state. Now the president is tying it to their ability to have a civilian nuclear program that would not include domestic enrichment. We have not yet heard from Saudi officials about a possible response to this, but it's quite interesting because this all ties together. When we look at what happened during Operation Epic Fury, there were these reports that indicated that the Saudis didn't want U.S. planes to use their bases or airspace out of concern about the Iranians responding. The president is tying all of this together, understanding that if a broader conflict erupts, Saudi Arabia will play a role in that conflict.
Right. What about the fact that, and I asked you this once before, I'm just wondering what you think now. The UAE was the only one targeted for a long time. And it's because people have speculated that their tilts to multiculturalism and banking and free enterprise is the exact opposite of what they're trying to get across in Iran. And they looked at them as maybe their chief rival and enemy. And while we thought they were vulnerable, now they're being totally left out of this. What changed?
It's a really interesting question. And I think when we look at the UAE, the Emiratis have done what some in the region don't want to see happen. They have normalized ties with Israel. When I first came to the region, you couldn't fly directly from Tel Aviv to Abu Dhabi or Dubai. Now there are multiple direct flights every day. There's trade happening. There's a lot of economic activity behind the scenes, this tourism that is taking place. But importantly, during the conflict, according to reports, the Israelis actually sent air defense systems to the UAE to help them shoot down the incoming Iranian fire. So they are what you could describe as the model ally for the Abraham Accords. They are reaping the benefits of normalizing ties with Israel. And The question as to why they're not being targeted right now, we don't know exactly behind the scenes, but we do know that they were participating in a limited capacity in some of the strikes against many of these coastal areas. They may have cut some sort of deal behind the scenes to say, look, we're not going to get directly involved right now unless there's incoming fire. But if there is, then we will retaliate. And so that could have taken them off the table. The reality is that these Gulf countries are walking an interesting line here because of their proximity to Iran. When you think about just 25 miles across the Persian Gulf, when you get to Iranian territory, it places them right in the neighborhood of Iranian attacks. And while the Israelis deal with things like these long-range and medium-range ballistic missiles, drones and cruise missiles can attack countries like the UAE, Bahrain, and Kuwait. And so it changes their equation and how they deal with the Iranian regime.
And lastly, here's President Trump to Axios. I'm considering a massive attack, bigger than ever before. I am close to making a decision. We're all set for it. There's a meeting today in the Oval Office with all the main players, and I'm sure the people that you say, let's talk about it. I fear that Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner said, I'm close to a deal. Not because I think a deal is bad, it's because I think a deal that they would cut is bad, because I've seen what they've done in the past. The MOU is terrible, and we in so many ways, in my view, not bringing you into that. But if there was to be a massive attack, just a hunch, when would you think it would be?
It could be in the coming days. The Israelis believe a large-scale attack could come as early as this weekend. There are reports now that indicate Israel's prime minister will travel, as you mentioned, for Lindsey Graham's memorial and funeral. But we've seen this before, and we have seen plans for the prime minister to travel only to watch a large-scale military operation unfold in that time. And so it's difficult to predict what's actually happening behind the scenes. But the groundwork is being laid. The fighter jets are deployed. The refuelers are deployed. And ultimately, if this takes place, we're looking at a scenario where things will unravel quite quickly. And the president likely will come out and explain to the world what is taking place. It could happen any day. And that's the short answer. And so the region remains on alert for possible escalation with Iran. And the question will be how the Iranians respond to that. And that is part of the reason that you've actually seen some of these Gulf countries advocating against a return to full-scale conflict, because they're concerned that if the Trump administration orders strikes against, let's say, for example, energy infrastructure inside of Iran, the Iranians will retaliate against the liquefied natural gas and oil fields in the Persian Gulf, and they're worried that it's going to affect their economies, and they're going to pay a very heavy price. The reality is the president has to calculate all of this and understand what price is willing to be paid, because conflict in the Middle East is not free, but as the president has said, neither is Iran having a nuclear program. And so that is the calculation that is taking place right now at the White House.
Trey Yinks, you're the best. Chief Foreign Correspondent coming to us from Israel. Thanks so much, Trey.
Thank you.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Many Americans are facing mounting financial pressures, but by making small changes to everyday habits can make a major impact on long-term wealth. Last year, nearly three-quarters of Americans failed to meet their savings and spending goals, according to a Vanguard Consumer Survey. Many people, especially those in their 30s and 40s, are falling into costly traps, including failing to boost emergency savings, delaying investing, and taking on too much debt. Financial experts say it's important to prioritize retirement savings. Missing out on employer matches or delaying contributions can have a long-term impact. Also, don't take on financial debt, which chips away at your ability to build real wealth. And it's critical to save for an emergency fund and start to plan for your child's education early. College costs continue to rise, and many families underestimate the importance that the earlier you start to save, the less difficult it becomes in later years. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jason Segel, Samara Weaving, and director Yorma Taconi for the dark comedy remake Over Your Dead Body. The story is full of outrageous action as it centers around a couple on a remote cabin getaway whose plans to kill the other go awry when strangers crash their trip.
Some of those scenes were really funny and we were laughing, and other ones felt really real and horrific and terrifying.
While you're not taking actual punches, like, you are falling and going through the mud and getting whacked with stuff in the head.
The film has an edge of horror, so Weaving shared her expertise with her co-star.
She told me to learn in the mirror like 20 different versions of scared, because we're going to be scared for like 45 minutes to an hour of the movie, and you don't want to be making the same face for an hour.
They enjoyed filming together in Finland, where Siegel made sure to make himself at home.
I would take these long weirdo walks through Finland.
You knew everyone.
Yeah.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1986.
Despite our repeated warnings, Gaddafi continued his reckless policy of intimidation, his relentless pursuit of terror. He counted on America to be passive. He counted wrong.
Engines throttling up. Three engines now at 104%.
Challenger, go with throttle up.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
An official announcement from the Council of Ministers. There has been an accident at the Chernobyl Atomic Power Station.
Clearly, this disease, which strikes men and women, children and adults, people of all races, must be stopped. It is estimated that 1.5 million people are now infected with the AIDS virus.
The United States has not swapped boatloads of plane loads of American weapons for the return of American hostages, and we will not.
News as it happens.
News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We are back. Just a quick reminder, I'm going to be going on the road in the fall for Uniting the States, a book that you can pre-order right now. And when I do that, October 13th will be the day. That weekend, I'm going to be live on stage, and I'll be in Red Bank, New Jersey, Uniting the States tour, bringing these history to life, talking about our country in year 250, and the next day at Westbury Music Fair. So the Red Bank, all New Jersey and New York listeners and Long Island listeners on WABC, I hope to see you in person. And then, of course, I'll be in Jacksonville, WOKV, pay attention. I'll be in Clearwater, New Jersey. I'll be in Clearwater, Florida that same weekend in November, and finishing up in St. Louis, Missouri. So KFTK will have a chance to see all of you in person.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, Tilly and Kelvin, how do you feel about helping our local community?
Oh, boy, I love it. We can clean up trash, we can make homes more comfortable, we can...
I love your passion, young buck. But say, isn't it high time for our backpack drive?
Hey, you're right. Let's start there.
Attaboy. Now you're getting the hang of it.
Help Kelvin, Chili, and the team at Redding provide backpacks for kids. Bring a new or gently used backpack to Redding Heating and Air's office before August 8th, and as a thank you, you'll get a $100 repair gift card and a $500 gift card towards any HVAC system installation.
Hey, Kelvin, did kids even wear backpacks when you were in school?
Hey, watch yourself, young buck.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Got an old car sitting in your yard? Donate it to Redding Piano Angels. We accept all kinds of vehicles. Cars, trucks, RVs, boats, motorcycles, even trailers and go-karts. Thanks to local support, Piano Angels has provided over 600 pianos to families, schools, churches, senior homes, and nonprofits across Northern California. Donate today by visiting ReddingPianoAngels.com or call 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903.
to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We're not going back to business as usual in the Strait. I think you see the entire region, all the countries that aren't named Iran, saying, okay, we can't be held hostage by these monsters anymore. We're going to build alternative infrastructure, starting with Saudi Petroline that we've discussed. There are other projects underway already, other ways to move energy. The new deal that we just signed last week with the Prime Minister of Iraq to restart that pipeline that goes up from Iraq up through Syria into Europe eventually. You know, everyone else is moving on. And so, you know, I think what Iran is going to have is nobody caring that much about them anymore.
Yeah, that's Victoria Coates weighing in, former key member of the foreign policy team on the Trump, with Trump weighing in on what's happening with the Strait of Hormuz. Yes, it's a battle now, and now if the Red Sea goes down and the Houthis try to block it, that'll be a huge problem. But the big picture is everyone is working around the Strait right now as if they're not going to get access. Joining us now, a person who knows dollars and cents, Taylor Riggs, is co-host of the Big Money Show, and you see her all over the channel. In fact, she opened up on Fox and Friends, and that's at the top of your resume. Am I correct, Taylor?
Always.
Yes, that
always.
Was this morning. So what do you think about what Victoria said? Have you already seen movement?
Yep. So we've talked about how Saudi Arabia is doing that east to west pipeline. We have heard in the last 3 weeks, Japan say we want to reduce our reliance on the Strait of Hormuz to zero. You've had a lot of countries in the sort of Gulf nations say that we're going to sort of fast track pipeline. Chevron is one of those that said we want to go in and get pipelines to get out of the Strait of Hormuz. So the good news, there's good and bad news. The good news is that Iran had one bullet. They shot it. But now everyone knows that that's their leverage point. If we start to take away their leverage point and the Strait of Hormuz becomes less important, then that is good. That means that they can't hold us all hostage. The bad news is these pipelines take years, if not a decade. So it's nice that we're talking about and fast-tracking these pipelines, but we can't do that next month. We're looking at, like, years from now to reduce our reliance on the Strait. I'm glad we're starting now, but we could have some pain in the interim if we don't start to open things up.
Man, the Saudis adjusted quick, didn't they?
They did.
Because they have 8 million barrels, they say, going to pipelines out the Red Sea now.
Yes. Yep. And that is through that east to west pipeline that they have that gets it out through the Red Sea and avoids the Strait of Hormuz completely. But they've had that pipeline for a while. So again, they didn't just build that last week or last month. But it is good news. And we've talked about the Saudi Arabia U.S. nuclear deal and sort of the access that they get to American technology, and American companies will benefit from that. And sort of how do we think about power and oil and then maybe nuclear in that region? And then, of course, there's whole enrichment angle, which we can get to or not later. But I think this is sort of an interesting move from the president to bring in non-NATO allies in that region. As we think about who is on the team U.S., who's on team China, Iran is clearly on team China. We're trying to pull these other Gulf nations to team U.S.
So what's the market reaction been since the Houthis started blocking or hit two Saudi tankers?
So up until this, we kept thinking, okay, oil's been stable. The stock market's looking at earnings. And then I think in the last couple of days when we got news about the Red Sea being the new choke point, that's when you started to see significant flare-ups again. Oil hit 100 overnight. And again, we really don't want it to be at 100, and you definitely don't want it to be at 120. For a while, we were down there in the 80s, and that is easily manageable. 100 definitely is showing that the world feels nervous about the Red Sea. You're also seeing a significant equity sell-off today. I would caution, though, that we're getting a lot of big tech earnings last night, and so some of the big declines in technology is coming from some
That's
of the earnings.
That's the reason?
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, I think Tesla's down 10%. Alphabet said that they're raising CapEx because they want to build more data centers. I think the market's thinking, how are you going to do that when yields are the highest since January? When a 10-year yield is coming in at 4.68 and you want to fund $80 billion in debt to build a data center, the cost of borrowing just went up a lot for you. So the equity market's falling on some of that. But I think the equity market's also looking at this conflict in Iran and getting a little bit more nervous as the price of oil goes up. But I don't think equity market is only down because of Iran. There's a lot of other economic issues in the U.S.
So I want you to hear Chris Wright talk about these data centers, Cut 51.
Part of the ratepayer protection pledge is if you're going to use a gigawatt of power, build, help support the building of more than a gigawatt of power. It's not just cover your own costs, it's improving the economics and the economic opportunities for the community around you. And the signers of the ratepayer protection pledge have embraced this.
So that's, we know 40% of all the new data centers are being protested.
Yeah.
One of which was, I don't want my utility bill to go up because the data center is sucking all the power. So they say you gotta, this is almost a voluntary thing, right? You have to have your own power and add to the grid of that state.
You know me, I don't want more regulation, but I do think that I want more than just a pledge. We have come full circle with big tech. I think I was not a fan during COVID when a lot of us felt censored for having different opinions. And then, of course, big tech has been cozying up to the president. And then I think there is a lot of good within AI and good in data centers. But I think a lot of people don't trust big tech. And they're looking at Mark Zuckerberg and they're thinking, yeah, a little pledge doesn't really work. We need more than that because we don't trust you. So I do think that this needs to be something more than a pledge. And I have been arguing that I think you should have representatives from these big tech companies go to these local city council meetings, hear what people are upset about, and then tell them how you are contributing back to the grid, how you're upgrading infrastructure, how you're relying on your own water, you're not pulling from the system. This is actually a really interesting backdoor way to start privatizing our utilities, which I love. The utility sector is extremely regulated, government top down. If we could have big tech come in there and sort of privatize it and create competition, I love that. But this is a not in my backyard issue. And frankly, I understand a lot of the frustration from people.
Do these data centers, in order to function optimally, have to be near a population?
No.
So, for example, if I want to help Boston, do I have to build something near Boston?
Can I
bring it into a rural area of Massachusetts?
Yeah. Okay. I think so. You're seeing tons of data centers go up in rural areas, and they are self-contained. They're bringing in their own portable water and their own portable electricity. Maybe they're we had one instance where they were building transmission lines to pull in energy. But as long as they're contributing back to the grid, then I think people are more okay with it. I've confused, where was all this outrage during like solar power and wind farms?
Oh yeah.
I'm getting tons of outrage on data centers. I didn't get I got half the comments on solar power.
I worry that it's synthetically generated. It's not Mr. and Mrs. Johnson going to a town hall and being described, don't like the noise or don't like their bills. I worry about outside forces because we've already seen how it can manipulate through TikTok, especially.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if this were China is probably promoting solar powers because they build all the solar equipment. So they're thrilled, which is why I never saw outrage over solar panels. And now all of a sudden I'm seeing outrage 10 years later for data centers.
They have these huge solar farms in New York, but she will not build a data center
Correct.
In New York. Will not frack in New York.
You tell me why. And what's interesting about New York is they didn't learn their lessons about fracking. When they banned that
Cuomo.
six, eight years ago, whatever it was, everyone thought like, okay, great, good for you. And now our power bills go up because we're having to import it. And they banned the constitutional pipeline in 2020. And so
can you describe that again? Where does that come from? And how Massachusetts and New York don't have it. Pennsylvania does.
Yes.
And therefore, our bills are higher than theirs.
Yes.
Because just asking a pipeline, that's it.
Yes. And so, I mean, again, I understand that I don't want to look out my beautiful window or have the government come in and use eminent domain to take my property. I totally get that. But if I can build a shrub around a data center and it's off a highway where no one has to see it, and it helps power us in the future.
And jobs and tax dollars into the coffers of your city.
I know. But all the pushback I get is those are temporary jobs. Once the data center is up and running, you've destroyed my land, and then you don't need my electrician anymore. You don't need my HVAC or my plumber anymore. It's all temporary. Again, I'm not saying that I want to ban data centers. That's just I'm getting massive hate from someone, some entity, some people out there who are really not happy about this.
So I had, I know you got to run. Yep. I had Mike Rowe on. And he is pro data center. He's going to put all those jobs in play. And I also had Joe Lonsdale on when I filled in for Jesse on Sunday. on Monday, and everyone's writing me about data centers, pro and con. I go, yes. Where did this come from?
Yeah.
I just did a whole show. That was the one segment I never thought twice about. It was good. But that was all I got the next day.
Yes.
So I sent it to my team. We're doing it again this weekend.
Totally, because people have so many mixed feelings on it. And again, for me, I want big tech to go down to the local level and talk to people in their community. I don't need Meta put out a big national ad today about how they're pivoting to AI. But exactly. But that's because not one person on technology has communicated to people about data center. They have to come out and tell us the why and the importance and where. Come on this program. We've certainly have invited them because there's a lot of people that are really angry. I will end on an optimistic note. We call this like the NIMBY, not in my backyard. SpaceX wants to do data centers in space, and then that's fine. You'll never have to look at them. They'll all just be circling us in space.
That'll be fantastic, and SpaceX can do it. Taylor Riggs, co-host of the Big Money Show, it's starting today. You'll be trying to start at 1 o'clock, right?
Yeah, exactly.
At 1 until?
2. Noon to 2, Eastern.
1 to 2. Taylor Riggs, thanks so much.
The headlines, the stories behind them, and the people who make them. Only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Let's be honest, the math just isn't mathing between the grocery store and those skyrocketing insurance premiums. Even with a steady job, more families are being forced to rely on high-interest credit cards to cover expenses. If you're a homeowner carrying balances with interest rates in the 20s or even 30s, it's time to get some relief. Right now, mortgage rates are at a 3-year low, and American Financing is helping homeowners pay off that high-interest debt by using their home's equity. Their salary-based mortgage consultants build exit strategies from debt. They're saving their customers an average of $800 a month. Plus, if you start today, you may even delay the next 2 mortgage payments. There are no upfront fees or obligations to find out how much you can save. America's home for home loans is American Financing. American Financing. 888-994-7660. That's 888-994-7660. Or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The Fox News Books podcast returns for a third season with All American Patriotism, hosted by Fox and Friends weekend co-host Rachel Campos Duffy. Celebrate 250 years of America's greatness through the stories of service, family, and pride that encapsulates the American dream. Join Rachel as she highlights traditional American values that have been at the core of this nation for 250 years and will continue for the next 250. Follow and listen now at foxnewspodcast.com.
America, raise a glass to our 250th birthday with the Fox News Wine Shop, featuring limited edition USA 250 wines. Plus, get 20% off your first purchase with code FNRADIO20. And remember, wines are delivered straight to your door, so don't wait. Order now at foxnewswineshop.com and use code FNRADIO20 to save. 20% discount excludes wine club offers and cannot be combined with any other promotion. Expires July 31st, 2026. Must be 21 or older to order. Please drink responsibly.
Hello, everyone. This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
Neil McDonough portrays Jesus. Stacey Keach, Sean Astin, Michael York, and Kristen Bell provide the voices for some of Jesus's notable followers. A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told, The Life of Jesus.
Make sure to spread the word.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
They're going after trans people in sports, and they're using this as a wedge issue because we love sports, and, you know, we don't want our little girls to be unsafe in sports. And it's like, unsafe from who? But okay. But now we're using this as like an overarching thing, when really what we're attacking women. We're saying, if you look like this as a woman, you can play.
Yeah, that's Megan Rapinoe, the one who first had taken a knee with the women's national team. She's an angry person who was very good soccer player for years, left by missing a penalty kick in her last game as the team loses their final game. And that era was really not well-liked. They weren't. They were not a likable group. They were successful, but not likable, not like those 99ers. And now she's coming out for trans men in sports. It's absolutely nuts. It's a 90-10 issue, as you know, and she would not be on the team if trans men were trying out for the women's national team. As you know, a high school, a college all-star team or a high school team could beat the women's national team. Boys, men, it would be it's no contest. You want a trans man playing the WNBA or in soccer or running over your daughter or you? It's crazy. It's nuts. So, Sophie Cunningham of the WNBA of the Indiana Fever came out, and she is the so-called bodyguard for Caitlin Clark. And she's been speaking out about this. And by the way, she's not a Republican. She's not a conservative. She's just a logical person. And here's what she said about it.
I said what I said. I think it's kind of common sense. And I think I'll always believe in that. I think it's really important to protect children, and that's little girls who are also involved in that category. And so I stand on what I said, and I always believe that.
And what she said in 2022, and before we really knew who she was, she came out and said, of course you should not have trans men in women's sports. And she got a lot of blowback for it. That was 2022. Most of the country is sobered up, except most Democrats. Outside Rahm Emanuel, if you ask a Democrat what they think about trans men playing in women's sports, they'll punt. They'll say it never happens. They'll say it's rare. I like to take it on a case-by-case basis. Let states decide. They just punt on it. They have no guts. For the so-called MAGA Barbie, which is mislabeling, she's just a popular athlete, a good athlete, who stands out because she's fearless on the court. And she's playing with and teammates with the most famous female athlete in the world right now, and that is Caitlin Clark. So she spoke out about it again. If you were to put money on any female athlete being a personality, having a podcast that you care about, or being an A1 guest, I'm sure a fantastic guest here, and I imagine on any late-night show, you should pick her out. Not only that, the fact that she's attractive does not hurt either. We see... They've just wrapped up now the press briefing with the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, as she is back in the fray. And she is now has to get the messaging out. Everything on the Saudi deal, get the messaging out on the Iran war, get the messaging out as it comes to the election. The president of the United States was in Georgia yesterday going to bat for his cause and talking about the Trump accounts and everything else. Got a big crowd. But I know they say technically his approval is at 34%. I think it's more like 43%, 44%. I think that Fox tends to pull him low. I don't know why. It just seems to happen like that. But I think that he'll be a factor once the war comes to an end. But it's got to be a successful end. But the most interesting thing is going to happen on Tuesday next week, and that is the Michigan primary, as Haley Stevens takes on Hassan El-Sayed, Abdul El-Sayed. So he'd be the first Muslim senator. I think Mike Rogers beats both of them. One of the reasons, they're not going to come together. Their camps hate each other. The candidates hate each other. Haley Stevens is a bit of a comedy show, if you see her delivery and her whole presentation. She is extremely left, but she's just not a socialist. Here she is. The fact that what she said earlier of saying, sounding like she's basically swallowed a gallon of helium and then speaking. Here she is talking about the viral video that came out that she's trying to push back on. But instead of doing that, to her credit, she embraced. Here she is when she got confronted by TMZ.
Because I saw that video, which was legendary.
Thank you.
I think it's widely considered like a legendary video. But you know what I saw that you did? You took it, and then we're like, you know, I'm going to lean into it, and I'm going to make it a campaign ad.
Yeah.
So tell me through that process.
Look, I'm authentically Michigan. That's mm-hmm. the deal. And look, this internet, it's been, I don't know, it gets wild. We all know mm-hmm. that. But you know who I sound like? I sound like the people who I talk to in Michigan who are getting screwed mm-hmm. right now. By Donald Trump.
Right. When in doubt, don't bring up your enemy. Don't bring up Mike Rogers. Bring up Donald Trump. We'll see how that plays. Karl Rove looked at the polls and talked about what the midterms will mean. Cut 30.
In the Republican seats that are up for grabs, three of the four seats were won by Donald Trump in 2024 by double digits, Alaska, Iowa, and Ohio. Maine was won by Kamala Harris and is historically Democrat. The Republican there, Susan Collins, is enormously strong. Last time around, she didn't lead in any significant polls. She was down by 6 in the average going into the election and won by 8.
So that'll be helpful if the Republicans want to hold the House. That's Maine. But they also can flip Michigan. And I think the better matchup for Mike Rogers is El Said. Cut 32.
This is a battle for, if you will, for the future of the Democratic Party. And if he does win the nomination in this very critical battleground state, it could have huge ramifications for the future of the party. If he wins in November, that gives a big boost to the Democratic Socialist Movement. If he loses, it will be a commentary on how the far left of the Democratic Party is unable to win in battleground states in general elections.
I think they're 100% right. Don't forget One Nation coming up Sunday at 10 o'clock. I know it's early, but you got to get plan your whole weekend around my schedule, Sunday at 10 Eastern Time. Don't forget the Fox Nation's live stage shows coming up this fall. Don't forget Red Bank, New Jersey, Old Westbury Music Fair. Then I'll be in Clearwater, Florida a few weeks later, and also in Jacksonville and then St. Louis. BrianKilmeade.com for tickets.
Man, I love this place. I've been surfing here since I was a kid. Now, seeing my grandson out on the water, it means everything to me. Watching him and taking in the blue waves, the sea breeze, the blurry horizon.
If you have geographic atrophy, or GA, subtle changes in vision could mean it's progressing toward irreversible vision loss. Izervay is proven to slow GA progression and could help preserve your vision for longer, so you may keep seeing the world around you. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is an eye injection. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may cause blood in the white of the eye, blurred vision, or a temporary increase in eye pressure. Do not drive or use machinery until vision has recovered after an eye injection or exam. Ask your retina specialist how you can slow your GA with Izervay. To learn more, call 1-855-IZERVAY or go to izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.